1206, you're in tune with Public Radio WNCW. Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm Joe Kendrick. Very glad to be your host with a special guest DJ today. We've got Daniel Costin, photographer and writer, coming up from the Queen City to talk about his new book, North Carolina Musicians. He's got an official release tonight at the Evening Muse. We'll also be going back to North Carolina's music past with his other book from earlier this year, There Was a Time. We're going to be playing you some music from the Old North State as well, starting with this from Mercury Dime on WNCW.
The only prophecy is the time. flower, a pick, a laugh, a beer. And what you fear should not become. This become exactly what you fear. Oh, you better wake up, wake up, wake up. That time is here.
The DBs on Public Radio WNCW, That Time Is Gone, from last year's standout comeback record, Falling Off the Sky, following Mercury Dime and the Virgin of the Road from their record called Darkling. It's 12:15. WNCW receives programming support from listeners like you and from Pisgah Brewing Company, featuring special release events and live music in the newly revamped tap room located in Black Mountain, North Carolina, open 7 days a week. Details for upcoming events and new releases at PisgahBrewing.com. I'm Joe Kendrick. Very glad to be a part of your Tuesday afternoon with a very special guest today, Daniel Costin. Welcome back, Daniel.
Hey there. How are you? Glad to be back.
Yeah, it's been a little while since our What It Is days. You were on that program many times.
Yeah. It's been. I realized it's been a few months since we did the last broadcast, but it feels like years. It's like way too long to be away from here.
Well, Daniel is coming to us from Charlotte, North Carolina, from his hometown, and is in the sort of a book tour mode. You've got a brand new book and a book from earlier this year. Your release tonight, your special, your official release at the Evening Muse for
North Carolina Musicians, Photographs and Conversations. This is really my history of photographing musicians in North Carolina. It features 140 photos, 19 interviews, and we're having the official release party tonight at the Evening Muse in Charlotte, 8 o'clock, free admission. And several of the musicians that are in the book are going to play. That includes Cy Conn, Temperance League, The Loudermilks, Jay Garrigan, Reef Koobs, members of the New Familiars, and more. So please come out and check it out.
And so you've also got There Was a Time, which came out earlier.
Correct.
Rock and Roll in the 1960s in Charlotte and North Carolina.
Correct. And that was a co-write between myself and Jake Berger. Jake has been involved with the Charlotte scene off and on since 1965. And a few years ago, he said, we need to do a book about my scene. And the more I got into it, the more I was like, yes, talk about the Charlotte scene during the 1960s, specifically British Invasion on, but also talk about what was going on throughout the state, since a lot of Charlotte bands were coming, playing the rest of the state, and a lot of bands from around this region were playing Charlotte. And it was a lot of fun to do.
Recently, I got to go over to Charlotte and take part in a panel at a music conference, at Mid-Atlantic Music Conference, and it was one of those great experiences where you find out how much larger the world of music is than you'd previously known, and how many more connections you can make, and artists and people that you can discover.
Yeah, it's having been involved now with, you know, living in Charlotte for many years, and the scene in Charlotte has changed. It's reaching. And North Carolina is reaching a lot more people now. And I was really reminded of that doing the North Carolina Musicians book. I was amazed at how many people I'd worked with from this state that are now known, you know, nationwide, worldwide. And there's a lot of people involved, but it's small communities upon small communities that create a larger and bigger whole. And that's one of the things I still enjoy about working around here, is you can discover so much that isn't too far away from you geographically.
Let us hear your website where we can find out more.
Yes, my photography website is danielcostin.com or danielcostinphotography.com. And my blog home is danielcostin.blogspot.com, where I keep on various essays and writings and this and that. And also the North Carolina 60s book is There Was a Time book. blogspot.com, where I've been posting a lot of the music that is featured in that book, and it's a good place to start and see what was going on in Charlotte and North Carolina over the last several decades.
We've got all this music for you this hour, special presentation on WNCW this afternoon, and focusing, at least for now, on the contemporary side of North Carolina music. Tell us about this band we got coming up next, Daniel, Roman Candle.
Actually, I put together several songs today. These are all from records that I photographed over the last 17 years. And next, this is Roman Candle. Roman Candle is known to many folks. They're now based in Nashville, but they're originally from Chapel Hill. And I did actually shoot their record for V2 Records in 2005, the Wee Small Hours Review. This is from an earlier release, and this is one of my favorite songs of theirs, and it's called You Don't Belong to This World.
Listen. TV movie. You gave my part to Gary Busey. Now who's gonna play the part of you? Where did we go wrong? Mom, you told me all along. Good intentions don't make dreams come true. Say there's hope for me, yeah. And make a great banker, you bet. You say they'd make Dad real proud of me, too. Ooh. Will you live a made-for-TV gave my part to Gary Busey. Now who's gonna play the part of you? Will you live a made-for-TV movie? You gave my part to Gary Busey. Now who's gonna play part of you?
Lou Ford on listener-powered radio, WNCW, The Part of One, from a record called Sad But Familiar, following Roman Candle, You Don't Belong to This World, from their self-titled release. It's 1227, and this is WNCW's special presentation, a guest DJ hour with Daniel Costin coming over to us from the Queen City and playing a lot of contemporary and other artists from North Carolina's musical past.
You got it. Actually, in the last few songs we've been playing, I've been playing stuff that some of the most recent records that I got to photograph, which is the DBs, Falling Off the Sky. And we played Mercury Dime from Darkling, which is one of the first albums I ever photographed and still one of the best, in my opinion. And Lou Ford, one of the first bands I ever worked with. And that's from their debut album, Sad But Familiar. Still a great record. It's funny, I was listening to this as you were too, and it all comes back. It all comes back, those days and the pictures and the memories. And that was part of the joy of putting together this book, North Carolina Musicians, Photographs and Conversations, was in putting it, we originally envisioned the book as a photo book, you know, photos with some quotes from the musicians. We found it was really tough this day and age to get a publisher to sign on a book that is not text-based. Unfortunately, too many publishers are not doing large photo books. There's just too much printing costs. And McFarland expressed interest in this book and said, we want to do this, but it has to be text and photos. And at that point, I realized there was a real possibility to talk about the people that I'd met, people that I photographed, and really mesh the photographs and their stories and the interviews. So it, you know, where I didn't want to do an academic book. I wanted to be about, you know, the people, the music, and of course, in wrapping all that together, it's me going out and photographing these musicians over the last 17 years, and it's a process of discovery. That's the thing I look back through in reading this book and in writing it. It's the process of discovery, of discovering what's around you and the great music that is, you know, here throughout the state.
Well, you've got Doc Watson on the cover. Tell us about your time with Doc.
Doc, wow. I had heard about Doc years before I ever got to photograph him. You just, you know, the legend and what he's done. you know, it's known the world over. And I think I photographed him 14, 15, 16 times. And you always wanted there to be more. You know, I think for all of us who loved Doc and cared about Doc and his music, you always just wanted there to be more. You know, one more show, one more conversation with him. The cover shot of the book was taken backstage at the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. It was done that year in an unfinished hotel in Kannapolis. I had talked my way into the event through Maurice Williams, who was being inducted and I was friends with, I've worked with as well. And one point after the show, I wandered around backstage to find somebody, and there was Doc. I walk into a room, and there's Doc playing George Hamilton IV's guitar to two people. Just, oh, how about this song? How about this song? And I stood in the doorway and listened, and I realized that there was these chairs that were sort of strewn around the back of the room, and I took photos of that. I didn't need to say hi. I didn't need to disturb a really nice, quiet moment with somebody who I tremendously admired. And sometimes as a photographer, sometimes the photograph is the conversation between you and the subject. And sometimes the photo is there and you need to capture it and not mess with it. And that was when I was very happy to capture Doc as he was, you know, playing to two people or 2,000 people. It was Doc.
You photographed a great number of musicians, famous, maybe not so well known. Is there anyone that you wish that you could have gotten that you never did?
Etta Baker. I was supposed to photograph Etta so many times. And then, you know, the last several years she got ill or things didn't work out. I may have pictures of her somewhere very early on at a couple of Charlotte Folk Society events. And at some point I need to go back through my archives and find those. But I'm lucky to say that I rarely regret meeting, photographing anyone. My only regret is I didn't photograph somebody, and Ed is definitely one of them.
We're going to take a little time trip back into the Wayback Machine and go back in time for this next selection.
Oh, yes.
And this is the subject matter of your There Was a Time book. So many bands and a lot of the music scene that was just lost to so many people and has now come back to light.
It has been amazing. What's brought a lot of the music of that era, specifically 64 to 69, is collectors around the world going, I heard about this band called the Paragons from Charlotte. They did this song called ABBA, and now that single, which was maybe they printed 200 to 500 copies, now it goes for $1,200 to $1,800. Collector circles, there's, you know, records that were done by Charlotte bands that now go to $600 to $800. The world found what was going on in North Carolina. A lot of these records were done by bands that were from ages 15 to 18, one-off single. You know, maybe if they were lucky, they got to do two. I think I've counted three albums that were done by rock and roll bands in North Carolina during the 60s, you know, major or independent label. It was just so rare that a band got to go in and record and be documented.
Because it was very expensive. Now, how would they release just 200 or 500? What kind of imprint was that?
They would order. That's how many they would order from the record plant. You know, sometimes they would go back and print more. I think that the aforementioned ABBA by the Paragons was done. I think 200 copies was their number. And they may have printed more later on. But even, we're not sure.
And then those acetates are just nowhere. Nobody knows
where the masters are. That's the thing. It's like, I should also say that a lot of this music has been put together by Ken Friedman, this amazing series called Tobacco A Go-Go, which was an invaluable resource for putting There Was a Time together. He went out and found these 45s by all these different bands that otherwise we may not know about these bands. And then it was up to people like Ken and now myself and others to say, wait, who were these kids? Who were these folks going out and playing these records that sound so good? It's like some of these kids, literally, these songs were done in 3 hours, 4 hours, you know, one day. They go in and bash out the single, and hopefully the single will get released to their friends, and maybe they'd sell them at their high school. Maybe they get some airplay locally. So, you know, they all dreamed of being the next Beatles or Rolling Stones, but it was about the next good idea. That's the great thing about that period and being young. It's like, what's the next cool sound? What's the next great idea? And you hear that in several of these records. And the one we're going to play is by a Charlotte band called The Griffs. Some of you know how much I love The Griffs. The Griffs were an amazing band from Charlotte. They were actually a little older than The Curve. They were 19, 20 years old. They did their first single was put out in 65 called Catch a Ride. It has some of the nastiest fuzz tone I have ever heard. It beats by London and New York by months. And they're doing this in April 65. And what happened was a single got picked up by a DJ in Detroit. And suddenly, they were back and forth between here and Detroit and Canada literally every week for 2 years, two, 3 years, playing off of Catch a Ride. And they just, they did, were all original, no covers. And they, you know, a lot of records from the 60s sometimes sound tinny. They do not. And the song we're going to play is their second single. This was done in a single, a studio in Detroit in 1967. It may be, this week it's my favorite Griff song. And it's, I recommend you play this very loud. It's called Keep Dreamin'.
We'll be right back.
From North Carolina's musical past on WNCW Paragons, wrapping up our set, and that tune ABBA following The Bondsman, I See the Light, and Griff's, all from the Tobacco A Go-Go series. Griff's started things with Keep Dreaming. We've got our guest DJ Daniel Costin with us this hour. Stick around, we're going to talk to you a whole lot more up after this. Weather across our region. Highs ranging from around 50 in the mountains to the upper 50s in the Piedmont and upstate. Another windy day for you, especially in the mountains, with overnight lows from the 30-degree mark towards upper 30s, depending on your elevation. Tomorrow, a few clouds early in the mountains, otherwise mostly sunny. And then region-wide, we should have more sun than clouds. Highs again in the 50s. I'm Joe Kendrick, very glad to be a part of your Tuesday afternoon, joined by special guest Daniel Costin coming over to us from Charlotte. He has his release show for North Carolina musicians tonight at the Evening Muse. We're talking about one of his two books this year. We're going back in time. We had a lot of the garage rock from the 60s, and that would be covered in the There Was a Time book. Tell us about that last set.
Oh, gosh. I love the Griff's. I love playing that music really loud. Singing and screaming. Gotta love it. Again, that was the Griff's on 1967, originally from Charlotte. The following song after that was The Bondsman from Raleigh. Many of you in this WNCW audience will know Phil Lee or Phil Lee and the Sly Dogs. The Bondsman was Phil Lee's first band, and they got to do that single by winning a Battle of the Bands contest at the State Fair. And that was the song they did, I See the Light. Which actually was originally done by the Five Americans from Texas. And then we followed up with the I Want to Hold Your Hand of Charlotte, North Carolina, ABBA by the Paragons. We actually have an entire chapter dedicated to that song, because what many people don't know is that the person who actually wrote that song, brought that song to the Paragons, is not credited on the single. It was Jim Charles. He was with them for a number of months, got kicked out, left the band for various childish-ish issues, and then was not credited on the single release. And we were really happy to document how that song came together and what that song grew out of. It grew out of real experiences with him, and it all got put into that fantastic 45. And the 12-string guitar on that track is Pat Walters, who many of you know is one of the main guys in the Spongetones for the last 30-plus years.
Oh, yeah. We like some Spongetones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Spongetones are featured in my North Carolina Musicians book. And Jamie Hoover is one of the first people I photographed. I got to photograph him at his studio, I want to say, 96, 97. And from there, I just started, you know, eventually you find your way to Mitch Easter's studio, which I did for working on Darkling and several records after that. And it's sort of one musician leads you to another in photographing these things. You're like, oh, that sounds great. Oh, they're into that. Oh, this musician says I should check this out. I'll go check that out. And it's just, you know, there was never a great plan, but it was like, this is fun. I'm getting something. I'm documenting something I like. Let's continue it. And, you know, you blink and 16 years fade away, and suddenly you've got a story that putting it all together. I've never really thought much about what I do. I just do it. You know, you enjoy it, do it. That's always been my feeling about life. And both of these books, I think, reflect something that I was really proud of being a part of. You know, both what's been going on with my photography career the last many years, and then also the music that came before it, the 1960s. It all ties together in loose ways.
You can find out more at danielcostin.com, danielcostinphotography.com, and check him out at the Evening Muse in Charlotte tonight, playing or reading excerpts from the book, along a lot of performances from contemporaries like Temperance League. We're really enjoying that new record. We've always liked Cy Conn, and you've got a lot of other folks up on stage.
In fact, we were playing Lou Ford earlier. Much of Lou Ford is now in the Loudermilks, who are working to get their debut album released, and they've started a Kickstarter. And check that out. I highly recommend it. It's going to be a great record. And you'll see Alan and Chad of Lou Ford, Loudermilks, tonight at my show.
We're going to go back to the contemporary side of North Carolina music, and this next band is the Mayflies on WNCW.
I swear when this job is over, it's to you I'm gonna run. Blow wind, blow, blow on down the line. Be in the arms of my darling, just 3 weeks' time. I'll be coming home, pockets full of the spike and the hammer, fill my pockets with pay. Dynamite that rock, keep the cross ties flat and square. Dreams of my darling, 2 weeks till I'm there. I'll be coming home, ready for a thrill. I'll be coming home, speed of a whippoorwill. Dry as the dirt, the days keep getting longer. I got hurt on top of her. I hear the steam engine rolling from the west. Tracks are joining a few more days, and I'll finally get my rest. I'll be coming home, ready for a thrill. I'll be coming home at the speed of a whippoorwill. Yes, I'll be coming home, pockets full of bills. I'll be coming home, speed of a whippoorwill.
Wrapping up our guest DJ session on WNCW Spindale, WSIF Wilkesboro, with Daniel Costin, showcasing a lot of the bands that he's photographed over the years, including that one of our favorites, Chatham County Line, Speed of the Whippoorwill. And another favorite from here and from all over the world these days, the Avett Brothers, Pretty Girl at the Airport, that goes back to Mignonette, and the Mayflies USA, one from the 90s from North Carolina. To Be Around is that tune from The Pity List. Daniel, it's been so great to have you here.
This has been fun. Yeah, I could play this stuff all day.
This is
you know, fun. Yeah, you know, it's fun and it's loud and it's all part of the joy of getting to discover this music, hear all this music, and I'm looking forward to continuing it.
You can see Daniel tonight at the Evening Muse in Charlotte. He'll be reading excerpts from North Carolina musicians and standing alongside a lot of the bands playing music for you. It is 1 o'clock, and this is Listener Powered Radio. Thank you so much for being here.